Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And we are joined now by Danion Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver, Mike Elam across from me, sitting in for Chris Ronji. Danion, how are you this week?
I'm doing well. How are you? Didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, so Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hopefully everything was safe.
Oh, it was. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. And I know we've got that final regular season game to talk about. But before we do, would you like to inform our listeners about your incredible thermostat PowerPoint, thermostat family rules PowerPoint presentation that you do? Is this every year?
No, actually, this was the inaugural PowerPoint my wife put together, which is weird. And I guess I would wonder if your listeners in your households, you guys as well, you and Mike, who would be the thermostat czar? Would it be the woman or the man? Because I feel like normally it would be the guy that would be setting the rules about the thermostat. But my wife caught me off guard. And she put together a really cool PowerPoint.
That's hilarious.
With a list of if you're cold, what to do. If you're hot, what to do. And the levels of the max levels of the thermostat. So I was thoroughly impressed. I was definitely entertained.
Yep.
And I was a little bit shocked. So there you go.
Now, I got to know, do you have an electronic thermostat? Like, do you have a Nest thermostat or something like that?
Yes, we have a Nest, so we can adjust it by hand or on our phone through the app.
Now, do you both use the app?
So, yes, we do. I use it more because I work from home mostly. And so I am usually the person, 72 degrees is usually the warmest, unless it's really cold outside. Then during the day, I'll let it be 75. But in the evening or as soon as she comes home from work, that's when I put it down to 72. But now, because I am a student and I am coachable, I learned that 70 is the max that we should have. So now I am a stickler to 70. And I warned her.
Yeah.
I said, because, men are literal and women are feeling-ish.
Uh-huh.
So I said, you said 70, so don't, I don't want to hear anything when it's at 70 and you want to make an adjustment because you put me on blast and I had to put you on blast on social media, so it's going to be 70.
If you're not following Danion Hughes on Instagram, it's at Danion Hughes, and it's easy to see this post because the first picture is of a television screen with the PowerPoint, and it says, Hughes thermostat meeting, and it's got the Elmo and the burning background, which is fire and Elmos out there. It's so good. And yeah, like Danion, so right now, I mean, I just live alone in my apartment, so I'm the czar. But growing up, yes, my dad was the thermostat czar and also the refrigerator door czar. Like, man, you got to go in the refrigerator with a purpose. You can't linger.
Yeah.
Dad will find you.
Yeah, that's a man after my own heart. I am the light czar, the electrical czar, the refrigerator czar, I am everything. I'm the iron king. For my kids were growing up, they used to call me the iron giant because I ironed everybody's clothes. I grew up in a house where you did not leave the house with wrinkled clothes on. So
awesome.
I am the iron giant and now the thermostat czar. I guess she's the thermostat czar. So the tables have been turned on me a little bit.
That's my awesome. Wife is the thermostat czar.
Really?
I have the Nest thermostat on my phone,
yep.
But I never mess with it because I've come to realize that whether she's hot or whether she's cold, I can adjust.
Yes,
and
you can.
It is so much easier, man. It is so much easier. As long as she's happy and she's comfortable, my life is so much better. So
you
go with God, young lady. However you want the house to feel, I will adjust accordingly. But just understand, if it gets too warm, there's clothes coming off. So
yeah, there you go. See, now we're getting into a whole nother conversation. This is going to be a conversation for next week's bye week since we won't play.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about the whole happy wife, happy life,
or Amen.
Clothing optional. Clothing optional in an empty nest house. We have 5 kids. My youngest will be 24 next week. We have no kids in the house.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Now, do you have the
optional? Yeah.
Remember the movie Failure to Launch with Matthew McConaughey and Terry Bradshaw took over his bedroom and made that the dad
yes.
naked room?
Yes. Like, yes.
So when she gets it too hot in the room, you can go to the dad naked room and then you can, you know, cool off there.
There you go.
And so, that's yeah, when like, this cheap segment took a turn.
Yes. Yeah. See, this is but this is the luxury of securing a number one seed and
really
not having to talk about a pressing game in week 18. See, we can do all this.
It's an embarrassment of riches, really.
It sure seems like the Chiefs are basically taking all their starters out this week. Like, nobody who starts is going to play this week. Is that the way it's actually going to be, or does it just feel that way?
It just feels that way, and it's one of those tricky little twists, and it's one of the things that I've complained about regarding the NFL since back when I played. The NFL structure, for the listeners that may not be aware, is that you have a roster of 53 men. You also now have a roster, since COVID, 16 practice squad players. So basically, what is that? 69 players that are eligible that practice every single day. Of those, 46 can suit up on Sunday. It's the weirdest, it's the dumbest rule that every game you have to sit down, 7 guys as far as inactives. Now, one of those guys can be an injured guy or what have you, but 7 guys will not play every single game because you can only suit up 46. Now, the NFL had argued, and this is their stance, if we allowed all 53 men to suit up, when you had an injury, then you would have 52, 51, 50, and the other team would have 53. So that would be an unfair advantage. So we're just going to make it that every team just suits up 46 of their 53 eligible players. It's dumb. It never made sense. The other 7 guys still get paid like they played. They don't get paid a difference because they were inactive. So that's the one caveat. The other is that in this particular circumstance, identical to last year in week 18 when we played the Chargers out in L.A., this is when it would be great to be able to play all 53 guys, or at least suit up all 53 guys. And I would go even a step further and say, at the end of the season, if you really cared about player safety, you would allow an elevation of up to 5 practice squad guys, mm-hmm. maybe more, and allow them to play in one NFL game. Allow your starters, if you don't need to play your starters, to sit and rest, because guess what? You would want the best performing athletes, the best stars, to be full speed and fully ready to go for the wild card round or the divisional round if you're the number one seed. You would think that that would be common sense with the NFL. Well, it's not.
Well,
so,
common sense
your
NFL,
question,
that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to answer your question, this is where it gets tricky, because you can only sit but so many starters in the game. So that's when you ask the question about the starters mm-hmm. sitting, yes, Patrick will sit, Travis will sit, Chris Jones will sit, Trent McDuffie will sit, but you still got to. You may have to play Creed Humphrey. You may have to play Trey Smith a little bit. You may have to play Isaiah Pacheco a little bit. A guy like Cam Jones, who has been relegated just to special teams, he will probably play over 100 plays between defense and special teams.
Wow.
Last year, Jack Cochran, the linebacker, played over 100 plays. He played every defensive play and every special teams play, because you can't sub those guys in. Mm-hmm. So Malik Herring, Marlon Tulipaloto, Joshua Uche, these are guys that maybe are not household names that you'll see a lot of on Sunday, but there's still going to be a splattering of Tershawn Wharton and Mike Pinnell and other guys that are starters that are going to have to play because of that 46 limit.
Mm. And Dana, before we let you go quickly, I imagine Patrick Mahomes not starting this week, plus having a bye, that can only be good for him and his ankle, right?
Oh, 100%. I think it's going to be great. It's one of those coveted positions, not just as a one seed, but to get that bye that every team has always strived to get. And the fact that we had our bye back in week six, if we did not get this bye, we would have been on pace to have to play, I think I calculated 18 or 19 straight weeks.
Wow.
Between week six bye and then the Super Bowl if we get there. So this bye is so important for everybody. Chris Jones missed the last game against the Steelers because of an injury. Now he's going to be full speed, and everybody else hopefully will. As long as we don't have any injuries in this game against the Broncos, who are going to play all of their starters because they have to win to get into the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
it's big for them.
It's going to be interesting, and we'll see how it all unfolds.
Well, and you can listen to that game with Dana Hughes and Mitch Holtis right here on KMOX. The Chiefs face the Broncos Sunday at 3:25. Pre-game show starts at 2 p.m. Dana, you're the best, and we'll have Happy Wife, Happy Life conversation next week during that bye.
Yeah, good luck with that thermostat, man. I'm holding a good thought.
But I'll guarantee this. Mitch Holtis is the thermostat czar in the radio booth. So if I have any beef there, it's going to be on Mitch.
Perfect.
That's awesome. Happy New Year, by
the
way.
Thank you, Dana.
All right. Happy New Year, y'all.
Dana Hughes, again, you can listen to the call right here on KMOX. Kickoff, 3:25 p.m. on Sunday. Pregame show starts at 2 p.m. He's Mike Elam. I'm Amy Markscores. Joining us next, day, a meteorologist. We're going to get to the bottom of this snowmageddon.
2 to 23 inches.
It's KMOX.